And we're going to read verses 1 through 6. And this morning, as we're in the October wave, I want to speak on the subject of now is the time. And the title of the message this morning is Catching the Wave of the New Season. Catching the Wave of the New Season. And in Joshua chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, we're going to read verses 1 through 6. If you have it, say amen. The Bible reads like this. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. As I said to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, God, this morning, thank you for your word. Have your way, God. Speak to your people. Anoint the preaching of your word this morning, Father. Thank you for everything that you've done for us, God. Thank you for the great plans. Thank you for the mission. But most of all, thank you for your presence and your promise to be with us and to never leave us. God, we thank you. Have your way this morning, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody says amen and amen. Tell your neighbor it's a new season. You can go ahead and be seated this morning. This morning I want to speak on the title, Catching the Wave of the New Season. Somebody say, now is the time. Catching the wave of the new season. See, this morning, first of all, it is a new season. And last week and the week before that, we have begun to talk about, and God has begun to position us and minister to us about what type of season that this is that we have stepped into. But one thing is for sure is that it's a new season. There is a page that has turned, a chapter that is closed, and a new chapter that has opened. There is a new day. There is a new season. There is a new opportunity. There is a new window. There is something new that we have stepped into, and it's a new time. And you know, when you think about that, when you think about the new season and how now is the time, some of the things that God has been ministering to us on what type of a season this is. And I want you to, this morning, I want you to just stay with me. I'm not going to be too long, but I want you to hear what season we're in and what God has to say about it. Because I believe that as you understand the season that we're in, it's going to help you to do what you have to do, amen, so that you can seize the moment and you can seize the opportunity of this season for your life. Because the worst thing is to be in a season where God wants to do something great in your life, but yet you let it pass you by. You got to be, see, when in it's a season, when it's a time like that, and you begin to hear what God is doing, you have to be like that woman with the issue of blood. See, that woman with the issue of blood, she had been a long time in her condition. She had been 12 long years, the Bible says, and not only had she been 12 long years in her physical condition and ailment, right, where she felt discouraged, she felt hopeless. Not only that, she had spent all of her money on doctors, she had seen doctors, physicians, and nothing had worked. If, in other words, if anybody could have said, forget it, it's no hope, I give up, it would have been this woman with the issue of blood. But see, this woman had a different type of an attitude. She had the type of attitude that you and I need to have this morning. Because what happened is, even though she had been in a season for a long time, for 12 long years, when she heard that Jesus was coming through her town, she didn't She didn't leave herself stuck in her old season. She recognized that there was a new wind blowing and that there was a new season, and she wasn't going to let anything stop her from touching the hem of Jesus' garment. She said, man, I don't care what stands in front of me. I don't care if people try to stop me. I don't care if the devil's trying to lie to me. I'm going to push. I'm going to press. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to make my way to Jesus, because if God says that it's able to change, then God is able to change it with inside of my life. See, I don't know about you this morning, but I find myself at many times in my life in that place where I say something's got to happen, and I'm open and I'm looking and I'm listening. God, where are you moving? What are you going to do? Because I know that sometimes we have to wait patiently on the Lord, and sometimes we don't understand what God is doing. But when all of a sudden God begins to speak, and he begins to show you as you lean on God, and he begins to tell you that it's a new season, that now is the time, that it's your time, then listen, baby Bubba, you better be ready to move and to act on what God is telling you, because God is up to something with inside of your life. See, God is not a man that he should lie. The promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. See, we get numb, man. The people of God in the Word of God, they waited years before their promises came to pass. We wait 6 months and we want to give up on the promises of God. We wait 2 years, 3 years, and we want to give up on the promises of God. Moses waited 40 years, man, in the backside of the desert, but he didn't give up. And when God showed up in that burning bush, he said, here I am, God, send me, I'll go. And that's how we have to understand. We have to understand and be alert that no matter how long it's been or where you're at or what your previous season was, when God says it's a new season, then you better be ready to move on what God is telling you to do, because God is a faithful God. Come on, somebody give the Lord a good hand clap this morning. Where's all the people, man, this morning that want to step into what God has for them? Where are the people in this place that don't want to let the season that God has for you pass you by? I wonder if there's anybody here this morning that wants to seize a moment. Or are we Christians this morning that are going to say, well, it's all right. I'll just let this season pass. I'll get it the next season. Come on, somebody. Sometimes, you know, we say we won't, but we do. But this season that God is in, God has been telling us what kind of a season it is. And I want you to know this morning that number one, it is a time for battling. See, how many know this morning that as Christians, as believers, how many know that we are in a war? Oh man, about no wonder you're going through it. Only about 10 of you realize it. Come on, somebody, how many know that we are in a war? It is warfare when you are a Christian, right? It is supernatural spiritual war. We are in a war. We are in a war against the devil, his demons, the demonic forces of evil. But we are on the winning side. Somebody say amen. We are in a battle, man. God is, you know, the enemy is not just going to give us the trophies. He's not just going to give you the souls. He thinks those souls are his. And when we step into his territory to try to take those souls for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ, I want you to know this morning that you have found yourself in a battle. God bless three of you. No wonder. Now I know what's wrong, Pastor Jess. We don't realize we're in a battle. We're in a battle. Yes, it's battle, but even when it's battle, you got to understand that battle, when you look at battle, what do you think about when you think about battle in history? You think about like generals, right? And how these generals, like, you know, they would find themselves on tables of war rooms, and they would find strategies, great generals that had great minds that would find the strategies on how to achieve what they wanted to achieve in that war or in that battle. So I want you to know this morning that it is a time not only of battling, but it is a time of purpose and strategy and aiming for achieving the things that God wants us to achieve for his glory and for his honor. That means this, that you got to have vision for your life. I said you got to have vision for your life. You got to know that God has something for you. You got to ask God to show you, God, what do you have for my life? And then when he showed you, you got to ask him for a plan and a strategy on how to achieve it. Somebody say amen. And understand that it's not going to be given to you. The enemy's not just going to say, oh, here you go. Oh, you're just Mr. and Mrs. Strong and Mighty. Let me just get out of the way and let you just have all of the promises of God. Can the enemy stop you? No, he can't stop you. You could only stop yourself, but he'll try to make you stop yourself. He'll try to discourage you. He'll try to lie to you. He'll try through his ways of how he does to try to get you out of the plan of God. But if you just simply continue to trust God, then you will see those promises will come to pass. If you stay faithful in the battle, somebody say praise the Lord this morning. And also it is a time for harvest. It is a time for harvest, and that is a time for souls. Somebody say amen. So it's a time for battle. It's a time for battling. It's a time for harvest. And also it is a time for increase. This is the season that you and I, we have stepped into. Tell your neighbor, it's a new season. And it is a season of more. It is a season of increase. Not only in the harvest, not only of people, and also in blessings, but also in healings. God wants to heal people in this place that have been sick in body, ailed. Come on, you ain't hearing me this morning. Somebody that needs to be healed, I want you to know that this is your season to get healed, and God is going to heal your body and heal your life and heal your emotions. It's a season for healing, and the reason why he wants to do that is because he wants to bring success and he wants to bring growth. It's a time for more. It's a time for increase. See, for Joshua and the people of Israel, crossing over that Jordan. I know we read in these scriptures, that's what it's talking about. They were going to cross over that Jordan. They were going to go where they had never been before. They were going to go further than they had ever been before. They were going to cross over into the promised land. They were going to cross over into the promises of God. Which promises of God, Pastor Rob? The promises that God... No, I'm talking about the promises that God gave Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob for generations before. They were getting ready to step in to the promises of God that God had promised them many years before. And here they were. They were going to cross over this Jordan into the land of promise, into Canaan. And I want you to understand that this season, that season that they were in of crossing over into the promises of God, it was defined by this season, it was defined by breakthroughs and battling. When you look at when they stepped into the promises to inherit the promises of God, it was defined by battles and breakthroughs. It was defined by battles and breakthroughs. When they got out of Egypt, God came with the plagues, the seven plagues, and he set them free. God moved. When he crossed through the Red Sea, God parted the Red Sea for them. All they had to do was walk. Moses just had to lead them. But when they crossed over the Jordan and they stepped into the land of promise, when we step into the promises of God, it is a different land. Do you remember that they went out to spy that land? And they said that there are giants in that land. Do you remember that? And they said, yeah, the fruit is great, man. It is the promised land. Surely, man, this is a land flowing with milk and honey. It is the promised land. But 10 of them, they said, man, but there are giants there, and we're like grasshoppers in their sight. In other words, they had grasshoppers' disease. That they thought they were too small. They took their eyes off of their big God, and they looked at their big problem instead of remembering, like Joshua and Caleb, that they served a big God, that it didn't matter how big the problem was that was standing in front of them, that if God was with them, come on, somebody, that God was going to give them what he said he was going to give them. So this new land, I want you to understand that this morning, because when you step in, when you see, we're like, why do you think that these things are in the Word of God? Because it's how we are as people. Why does the Bible tell us about the wilderness and how they were in the wilderness for 40 years? Hello. Because that's what we do as people. Sometimes we go around in the wilderness. Hopefully not for 40 years, but sometimes we go in the wilderness. Sometimes we're in one place longer than we should be there. And so God knows. That's why these things are in the Word of God. And then when they stepped into the promise, and the same thing for us. God moved for us in the years before. I'm going to know that God moved for you. Man, come on, somebody. You couldn't rescue yourself. You couldn't save yourself. You couldn't get yourself together. Thank God that he came and he battled for you and he won you and he rescued you and he pulled you out of the miry clay. Thank God for that. God pulled you out, man. He pulled you out. He did for you and nobody else. If it wasn't for the grace of God, where would you be this morning? But guess what? That was Egypt. Now you're stepping into the promised land. Now guess what? Now God wants to fight through you. David said, he has broken through my enemies by my hand like a mighty breakthrough of water. I wonder if there's any people in this place that understand that they are warriors, they are soldiers, that God wants to fight. I wonder if there's any, is everybody just scared of battle? Is everybody just want to sit back and just stay out of Egypt? Come on, somebody. How many know that God didn't bring you out of Egypt just to leave you sitting right outside of Egypt? He wants to take you into the promised land, and he wants to give you victory. It was a land of breakthroughs, but it was a land of battle. In other words, you're going to have to battle. You're going to have to get in battles. You're going to have to get in fights. You're going to have to fight for it. You're going to have to demonstrate that you want it. I wonder if anybody in this place still wants it, still wants what God has for you, still wants the calling of God that you sensed upon your life when God grabbed a hold of your life. I wonder if anybody wants it. That's what he's saying. It's a land of breakthroughs is a land of battle. They go together. Somebody say breakthroughs and say battles. Say battles and say breakthroughs. That's what it is. A land of breakthroughs is a land of battles. It's time for battling. I said it's time for battling. It's time for battling. It's time for battling. It's time for battling. It's a new season, and it's time for battling. You know what battling means? It means to fight or struggle tenaciously to achieve something. To fight or struggle tenaciously to achieve or resist something. To work very hard or strive. Somebody say battle. Let me ask you a question this morning. Where is your sword at? Did you put it away? Come on, somebody. Did you forget how to use it? Come on, somebody. I don't want you to incriminate yourself in here. Don't you have to? You're not on the witness stand. But let me talk to you a little bit about Christianity. Let me talk to you about a little bit about what Christians go through. Come on, somebody. Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten how to use it? How to swing it? Did you know that that happens to Christians? Not here. Not in the church down the street. The church over there down the street that way. Did you know that they forget how to use their sword? Did you know that they go for a long time without going into a battle that they even forget how to battle? They forget what it feels like to battle. They forget what it is, what it feels like to get into it, just to get into some warfare, hand-to-hand combat in the spirit. You ain't hearing me this morning where you got to fight for some things. You got to ask God to come through for you on some things. Come on, somebody. And sometimes as Christians, we forget that. We forget what it feels like to have to fight for something. But I want you to know that in the land of breakthroughs and in the land on the other side of your promises where God is going to fulfill them, I want you to know that it is only going to happen through battling and through fighting and through digging deep and letting God use your life so that he can break through by your life and do what he wants to do within your life. And sometimes we forget how to use it. You ever seen someone when it comes to sports and they try to relive their glory days? Ain't no one here? All the men are smiling at me though. Some of you might still be in your glory days, but some of you be trying to relive them. Come on, somebody. You ever seen somebody and they try on TV, right? Not your husband, not your. They try to relive the glory days, and then when they realize they ain't got it no more, it's like, like your legs. Oh, one day you go play baseball at the park one day. Next week you're out for 3 days from work. Come on, somebody. Yeah. And they realize they ain't got it no more. Well, spiritually it's the same thing. Come on, somebody. I said spiritually it's the same thing. You got to continue to engage in order to stay sharp, in order to stay ready, in order to stay spiritually in shape. You got to stay engaged. You got to get in some battles. You got to be willing to get dirty, to roll up your sleeves in the spirit, to cry for some things, to weep for some things, to shed some blood for some things, to go after for some things. Come on, to be desperate for some of the things that God has for your life. You got to be willing to be desperate. Nah, I like easy street. I'm just telling you that we got to be willing to fight. Man, I love it. I love it, man. Are there any fighters this morning? Anybody here this morning? Come on, somebody. Anybody here this morning that, is there any tenacious, spiritually tenacious Christians still living and breathing in this place? Or all y'all are just on easy street? Come on, somebody. How many are willing to get down for your kids? How many are willing to fight, fast, pray, to do what you got to do, to dare to believe God that he's going to bring your promises to pass? Well, I love it, man. You know, I go recently, well, I don't know. I don't want to incriminate myself. I've said too much. Recently, my son plays soccer, you know. So, you know, he's pretty good, man. He's pretty good. Little Rob, he's about 4 seasons now he's been playing. And, you know, so they needed referees. So, you know, man. They're like, if they get referee points, they get to go to the playoffs. 1 year we went undefeated, and they didn't get to go to the playoffs because none of the parents volunteered to referee, you know. They didn't lose a game, and they didn't get to go to the playoffs. So I said, man, it's not going to happen this year, man. So I took these courses. Man, you know, long story short, I'm a referee, right? I'm refereeing there a couple games. And so it eats me up, man, because, like, when I'm refereeing and if I'm refereeing his game, when I'm not refereeing, I'm like, go, guys, go, move. You know, I'm like being a coach on the sideline, you know. And when I'm not, I'm in there and they're falling apart. I can't do nothing. And then coach, you know, he has a different style, so I can't really, you know. And I'm like watching it. It's breaking my heart, you know. And I'm like, so, but it's, you know, Rob, their team was down 4-2. They were down 4-2, and they were like, man, I was like, Rob, you know, I'm like refereeing, and I'm like, so the other coach don't hear me. I'm like, come on, dude, beast mode, man. I'm like, you guys got to get in it, beast mode, bro. I said, get respect, man. You know, I'm pumping him up, and he's getting fired up, and then he goes out there, man. He's like, you know, he gets pumped up, and boom, he goes, and he scores a goal, and then it's 4-3, and then they're like, he's like, yeah, come on, come on, and he goes back, and then boom, 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 and then he's like, boom, he scores another goal, and it's 4-4, man. They tied it, and then he goes, and he's like, let's go, let's go, let's go. He starts telling his other players on his team, you know, he's getting them pumped up, man. He's looking at him, he's saying, let's go, let's go, let's do this. Listen, this morning, I want you to know that God is called you to be victorious. Sometimes you got to be ready to say, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's do this, let's get busy for God. If we got a battle, then let's battle, because God wants to give us the victory through the battle. Come on, somebody give the Lord a good hand clap this morning. You got to be willing to battle. Now is the time. You got to be willing to battle. You got to be tenacious. Somebody say amen. It's a season for harvest. It's a season for blessings and healings also. Why? Well, because God loves us. Tell your neighbor, God loves you. That's why God wants to bless you, number one, right? And that's why he wants to heal you, number one, is because he loves you. But also, it's for the purpose of success. It's for the purpose of accomplishing his will. In other words, God wants to heal you so you can do what he called you to do. Come on, somebody. Thank God for his grace. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God that he's able to give us another chance, because God still wants you to see your promises fulfilled inside of your life. Come on, somebody, this morning, give the Lord a hand clap if you still want to see it come to pass. I thank God, man. I thank God. I thank God that we serve a God that, man, sometimes when we're serving God, man, people are like, you shouldn't be where you're at. You know, I shouldn't be where I'm at. We shouldn't have the opportunity that we have. But somehow, some way, we serve a good God that even when nobody else would have picked us, man, God picked us. Even when we failed, even when we messed up, even when we fell short, God still picked us. He says, man, I've chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, not the strong things, not the mighty things, not the noble things. He said, but I chose the down things, the weak things, the counted out things. You ain't hearing me this morning, so that the glory will be of Almighty God and not of ourselves. Come on, somebody give the Lord a hand clap this morning if you want to see the promises of God coming to pass in your life. That's why he wants to heal you. That's why you got to jump in this October wave. That's why you got to get what God wants to give you right now and use it, because God wants to use you to reach souls, to go out to another city, to pastor another city. You ain't hearing me this morning? Some of you, God is going to launch you out into another country. You ain't hearing me this morning? Some of you, God is going to raise you and your wife up, and he's going to launch you out like an arrow into another city, into another country, and you are going to answer the calling of God that he placed upon your life when he saved you, when he rescued you. Does it look impossible to you? Sure it does. It's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be bigger than what you can do. It's supposed to, when you look at it, it's supposed to make you nervous. It's supposed to scare you a little bit. It's supposed to be something that is like, wow, this is too big. I don't feel, it's supposed to be like that. Because we serve a big God. He's not depending on your strength. We are depending on his strength. You ain't hearing me this morning. And God wants to give you over, above, and beyond, man. He wants to give you over above what you need. He not only is God going to give you enough, he's a God of more than enough. See, I wonder if you serve just the God of enough, or is he the God of more than enough? He's more than enough. He's more than enough. Come on, somebody. There's an opportunity. That's what he did with Peter. He gave him another chance. That's what he did with David. He gave him another chance. Come on, somebody. That's what he did with Paul. Come on, somebody. He gave him another chance. What he did with Abraham. He gave him another chance. Come on, somebody. Even though he tried to jump ahead of God, he tried to fabricate the miracle with his own ways. And how many know sometimes we try to jump ahead of God? You can't just wait no more, right? I can't wait no more, man. I got to just make it happen somehow. Well, maybe God meant this. No, God didn't mean that. You're thinking that. You're trying to justify that because it's just hard waiting on God. Well, join the club. It's hard for me to wait on God too. But if you wait on God, God will come through. If you wait on God, in his right timing, God is going to come through like a champ for your life. There's an opportunity, man. There's an opportunity that God has given you and I. Now is the time. Somebody say amen. It's like a wave, man. Somebody say third wave. Opportunity is like a wave. It's like a season. When it comes to a wave, I'm not going to be too much longer. I want you to just hear this because it's important to how we are, you know, as people. When it comes to a wave, you know, wave is opportunity. Somebody say opportunity. And when it comes to opportunity, the key is this, the key to this new season, catching the wave of this new season that we're in. That, you know, when it comes to opportunity, the key is timing, right? You know, how many know timing, right? Timing is vital, right? Like, that's why they say, don't let the opportunity pass you by. Because it's going to come, but it's not going to wait around forever. You got to seize the moment, right? So timing is important. It's vital. And the problem is, though, with timing, is that we judge differently than God. We judge differently than God. Either we wait too long. Come on, somebody. Nobody hear you? I'll plead the fifth. You told each other, when you go to church this morning, plead the fifth. Either we wait too long, I'm not ready, it's not ready, we're not ready, the job's not ready. Now I'm talking your language, come on. Wait too long, man, it's never going to be ready. You wait for the perfect timing. You think you're like a golfer. You're over there like this, waiting for the wind. You're going to be doing that forever. You're going to get those little wrinkles on your finger because you're just doing that all day. You don't even got no club in your hand. Ain't trying to hit nothing. Just trying to act like you're waiting for, you're just trying to act like you're waiting for the right moment. You're just acting like you're about to hit the ball, but you ain't trying to hit nothing. Come on, somebody. You just out there want to look like it. And that's how we are as Christians. You're just like waiting. No intent. No intent whatsoever to strike. No intent whatsoever to move. Again, not this church, the church over there, right? We act like we're waiting for the right timing, and And then you're going to move. But inside of your heart, there's other things. It's not the timing. It's not the wind. It's not the job. It's not the situation. It is none of those things. Because you still know, deep down in your heart of hearts, you still know that God is God. Deep down, you know. You know that God is able to do anything in spite of your circumstances. You know God can do it. It's just hard for you to trust Him. So when it's time for the rubber to meet the road, you do this. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. I'm ready. Hold on, Pastor. It's in my heart. It's stirring. I feel it. I'm getting ready to move. We're ready. We're getting ready. Look, God opened the doors. Let me do that again. God opened the doors. The doors are open. Oh, He provided. He moved. Hold on. But I'm just waiting. And that's how we are with timing. We wait too long, or we jump ahead and we go too fast like Abraham. And it takes too long for you to wait. And then so you try to fabricate your own miracle and you try to justify it. And sometimes you're so good, you even get your husband and wife to believe you. You must be quiet because I'm bowling down the right alley right now. You are so good that you even get your husband and wife to agree with you and to believe you that this is God, and that it. Let me just move ahead. It's getting too deep. I don't want to make you feel too uncomfortable. Come on, somebody. Anyway, we're good at that stuff, right? Can we agree? Or we go by how it looks in our sight. By what we see. We see through our natural eyes. So you're waiting for the right moment, and because it's opportunity, you're waiting for all these things to line up, and you're waiting for the job to line up, and you're waiting for this to line up, and this to happen, and for you to be ready, and you don't feel like you're all the way ready yet. Well, join the club. We all feel like we're not ready yet. It's a matter of daring to believe that God, if He called you, God, if He commanded you, and if He's told you to step out, then God Almighty is going to be the one that is going to catch you when you take that leap and step out on Almighty God. Because you got to understand this morning, man, we go by what we see, but God's ways are not our ways. The Bible says His ways are not our ways. You're going by your ways. You're going by your wisdom. You got so much knowledge and so much wisdom. You know, God, look it, man. You're my friend. I'm your friend. You're my friend. But let's be honest. Sometimes we're just too smart. We think we are just so smart. And we think we know so much better. And we think we have so much wisdom. And you have so much experience in life. I mean, you could write a book. Matter of fact, you should write a book. You should. Make it a Christ-centered book. All right? And be honest in it. But we know so much that we set ourselves up. Sometimes we're too smart. We're too smart for what God, you know, wants to do within our lives. And I got to remind you this morning that God doesn't work the way that we work. You might have wisdom. You might have knowledge. And if you have God's wisdom, lean on God's wisdom. Listen to God when God speaks. See, so what happens is we're waiting for the moment. But see, that's why God says, that's why God promises that He's gonna guide us and He's going to tell us, because all we have to do is lean on Him and not lean on our own understanding. Come on, somebody. And when we lean on God and we don't lean on our own understanding, it doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter what it feels like. It doesn't matter what it seems like. When God says move, you serve a good God that knows why He said move, and you just got to move and step out, and God will take care of the rest. And a lot of times God is going to want us to step out in a time where it's going to just take faith. He doesn't just want you to step out when it's all easy. Oh yeah, great, it's all lined up, I have no problem stepping out. I don't know why this morning, you know what, God really wants to hone in on this area, but I think sometimes we're having a hard time trusting God. Man, we wait for the perfect moments, man, to step out. But God wants you to step out when it looks impossible. I hate to be the one to bust your bubble. But sometimes God wants you to step out when it seems impossible, when it seems like the timing is not right, when it seems like you should wait another day. But that's why you got to just get close to God and let God speak to you and let God minister to you. Come on, somebody, because if you lean on God, then God isn't going to fail you. And if God tells you to move, then you're going to be able to experience what God has for your life. Come on, somebody, give the Lord a good hand clap this morning. Amen. I want you to stand with me today. Pretty much this morning. I pretty much had a message and pretty much didn't preach any of it, to be honest. But God is doing something. And the season is now. Now is the time. You know what this time is? God is calling you. You know what He's calling you to do? He's calling you to leave familiar ground. Just like I've been talking about. Now is the time to step out and to trust God. To be a leader. To be a leader, to be a builder. Come on, somebody. And you know what else it's a call to? And this is very important. I want you to understand this. It's a call to build and to strengthen the foundation. Somebody say the foundation. This is important. I want to close with this morning. The foundation. Foundation building, hear me now, in the natural or in the spiritual is usually not a real exciting time. It's a time to dig deep. It's a time to build on the rock. It's a time to remove rubbish and things that debris that are in the way, and it's time to clear all out all the junk. Somebody say amen. It's a time of hard labor where big rocks are moved out and the work is difficult. Somebody say amen. Sometimes this task of building a foundation, sometimes it's tedious and sometimes it's slow. There's not too much excitement because the work is being done on the underneath. Come on, somebody. In other words, you're building a building. It's the most important part of the building, but you don't see no building. Come on, somebody. You're building a foundation for your future, for your calling, for all the things that God wants to do in your life, but you don't see no calling. You don't see no future. You don't see no promises. They haven't come to pass yet. All you're doing is you're doing the deep work, the underground work, but I want you to know that is the most important work to do. I want you to know this morning that when you are going through the seasons that you went through, where it seemed like God was not moving, when it seemed like, why is this happening? When it seemed like you tried a lot of things and it seemed like failure and it seemed like, man, nothing was happening. I want you to know that in that time, God was doing a deep work in the foundation of your life. He was building you up and He's building you up on the inside. God makes the man of God and He makes the woman of God on the inside first. You know why? Because when God is going to bless you, if He hasn't built you up on the inside, you won't be able to handle what He wants to give you on the outside. You ain't hearing me this morning. That's why it's like a tree, man. It's got to take deep root, man. You're like there. You're like frustrated. The tree's not growing. There's no tree. There's no fruit. But I want you to know that underneath those roots are digging deep. They're digging deep. They're going where they have to go. They're moving where they got to move. So when that tree begins to grow and it begins to go up in the sky to where it's going to glorify the Lord, it's able to stand when the wind blows. It's able to stand when the waters come and the storms come. It's able to stand. I want you to know this morning that God is not making you for a moment, but He's making you for a lifetime. He's not making you for a season, but he will use a season to make you for your life. And this morning, there's nothing more important than the building of that foundation. How many are ready to go deeper? Come on, somebody. How many are ready to go deeper? Because listen, in times of revival, in times of a new season, like the season that we just stepped into, I want you to know that foundation is very important. I can't get nobody this morning. I want you to know that when God is ready to do something big and awesome, like he's getting ready to do in this place and in our midst, I want you to know that God has to go deep first. He's got to go deep. The stones need to be in place. Why do they need to be in place? Ask me why. It's in preparation for what God wants to do. That's why he's got to go deep. Because he's preparing you. Joshua told the people, he said, sanctify yourselves. He said, sanctify yourselves. I came to tell you this morning, church, sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. Sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, the Lord will do wonders among you. If you need to repent, repent. Let me just be honest. We can't fool God. Just take your heart and be honest with the Lord. I'm not here to stand and be the accuser of anybody or say, we've all fallen short of the glory of God. The Bible says there is none righteous, not even one. The Bible says our righteousness, listen, is but filthy rags before the Lord. Our righteousness is but filthy rags. Even the most righteous person, man, that thinks they're walking the most straightest line, even that righteousness, it stinks to the Lord. Because only God is holy. So you got to take this foundation. And you got to take it to heart. Because when this foundation is laid in your life, and you seize this moment to let this foundation be laid in this moment, in this season of your life, I want you to know that you're setting up your future. You're setting up your blessings. You're setting up your promises. You're setting up your calling. You're setting up your favor. What do you got to set up? What is your foundation? It's who Jesus is. It's who you are in him. You got to know who you are in Jesus. And you got to know who Jesus is. So you got to get into your Bible. You got to get into the Word of God. And you got to get into prayer. You got to get into this Word. And you got to get into prayer. And you got to talk to God. And you got to get to know God all over again. Even if you already knew him and you've already spent time with him again, you got to get in that place of that first love with Jesus. And you got to get to know him again like it's the first time you ever knew him. And you got to let that foundational stone be built up inside of your life. Because I want you to know this morning that God is preparing you for what he's getting ready to do inside of your life and inside of this place. You got to make him the Lord of your life. You got to go back to holy living. You got to go back to integrity. That means being honest. Integrity is being honest. You know that sometimes we're not all the way honest. And I'm going to take this time to say it. Because let me tell you something. We have to be honest. Like I said, we can't fool God. But you know what? Also, you know where we... Let me tell you something. Because the lines... We make them blurry sometimes. We make them blurry like it's a gray. We turn it into gray. But how could we be, like, we got to be honest. Hey, listen, even when it comes to our tithes, if we're saying we're paying our tithes, then really pay your tithes. Really pay your tithes. Honestly. How can, right, if you're saying, if you're working on being faithful, paying your tithes, just keep working on it, right? But if you're saying that you're being honest before the Lord and you're saying, I'm paying my tithes, but, you know, you have, just make sure that you're doing it. Because it's integrity. It's integrity. It's what God blesses. God blesses integrity. He said, sanctify yourselves. For tomorrow, I'm going to do wonders among you. God's preparing you. God is setting you up, baby. God is setting you up, my brother. God is setting you up, my sister. He's setting you up for success in your life. Hey, if you pay now, later on, you're going to taste and see the blessings and the favor and the miracle working power of God in your life and in your family. You know what else? I want to say this. When it comes to the foundation, raise your family in the fear of the Lord. Raise your family in the fear of God. Hey, I know kids act up. I know that kids don't always obey. But you do your best, okay? You do your best. You raise up your family in the things of God. And God is going to pour such an anointing. Because God honors those that fear Him. Daily take up your cross and follow Him. Blessings and favor will follow you. I don't know how this morning God spoke to you, but I'm going to open up these altars and I'm going to pray. I just want to pray for you this morning. From all over this place, come. Come on, come from all over this place. I just want to pray for you this morning. Whatever it is, however God spoke to you, I believe that we're in a new season. I believe we're in a new season this morning.